We are learning Maseches Bav Metzia, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. Omar Rav, Halacha K'Rav Doisa. Rav says that we paskin like Rav Doisa, which means Yad Poel Al Tachtoina, and if the Poel is Chayzer, or anyone's Chayzer, he has to be responsible for the course, if he's Chayzer. We paskin Rav Doisa, Rav says, break the Gemara, me, I'm a Rav, Hachi, did Rav really say that? Va Omar Rav, Poel Yochel Lachzwa Yil Chatzi Yoyim. The poel could be chayzer even halfway through the day, and like Tosfos explains in Daf Yud, that's the kuli alma that a poel could be chayzer middle of the day because he's not an eved. But if Rav says that a poel could be chayzer middle of the day, it means without any consequences, he could be chayzer middle of the day without a knas. So heck, he says he passes Rav Doisa and says the one who was chayzer, you deduct from his salary, and here Rav says no, you'll have to do it, no problem. So it's a steer of two Ravs. Do we pass Rav Doisa or not? So maybe you say like this. Rav Doisa only said his halacha regarding kablonis. That by kablonis, Rav Doisa said that if you, like by the case of the brayse before, it's hard to cut the tvua, there he says, yad poel al tachtayna. But Rav was talking about a schir yoyim came back in the middle of the day. Because there, that's more of like an eved. There we said it didn't, you're not an eved. By Kaponim, that's where you can now let it back out. You took a job, you take it. Maybe that's the chiluk. We pass to Rav Doisa because Rav Doisa is talking about Kaponim. And Rav is talking about Schirus, which is not, Kaponim means you take a job. Schirus means you just work, you're a day worker. So, Freyti Gemara, Mishayle, does Rav Doisa make a chiluk? By the time you look to the Braisa, I'm trying to figure out who the Braisa is like. By the time you look to the Braisa, a circle is a pile, someone has a pile. Vilchate Yoim, Shoma, Shemes Loimes. And middle of the day, the poel hears that someone died in his family. He has to run home to the levaya. We got a fever. Im sacher hu, if it's a sacher, nois loy scharoi. You pay him his schar. He still have to pay him his half a day. Im kablan nois loy kablan usloy. If kablan also pay him half a day. So we have here a brisa that's talking about kablan and a sacher, and it says the only time you're allowed to, the only time you get your schar, only if you have an oinus. Only if you have oinus. Someone ilim rabbanon. If we go with the rabbanon, my ear is shama shemais loy meis shoros chama. The oinus. Why did it say a case of oinus? Kilo oinus nami. Hamar Rabbanu yad poel al tachtoina. Even without oinus, the halacha is that yad poel al tachtoina, that he could be chayzer and get a salary. So why do you have to say a case of oinus? So it must be, if you say a case of oinus, it must be going to Rav Doisa, holds yad poel al tachtoina. El Rav Doisa, and still he says that be'etzem will be yad poel al tachtoina, if not for the oinus. So you see, he's not mechalik. Shmarno, he's shani le Rav Doisa, ben schirus le kablonus. He's not mechalik and schirus le kablonus. So it's chayr to raya that he's not mechalik. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. No, the brayse is not a raya. V'dova avud v'divrei akel. The brayse is talking about a dovar avud. For example, something that's time sensitive. And something that's time sensitive, there everyone agrees if you back out, you get a knas. And therefore, the only time, even Rabbanon agreed to that. So the only time you can say that you can be chayzer and get your salary is only if there's an oinus, like shomel shemesh shemesh. So you got a fever, then you get the salary. But if not, you would not get a salary. Lekuliyam, even for the Rabbanon, because it's a dava avod, he's working with a dava avod. So at this point, we're still coming out like this: that Rav Doisa only said as halacha that you deduct from the poel only by kablonis, not by schirus, and that's why the two ravs stim at this point. Tanan, we ask from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, which is going like Rav Doisa, kol mishana yodei al tachtoina. Whoever changes the contract is yodei al tachtoina. V'chol achoyzer by anyone who backs out of the contract yodei al tachtoina, backs out of a job yodei al tachtoina. So why do we have to repeat this? When the Mishnah already said that if they have a matzav of someone's being choizer on something, it's yodei al tachtoina. So why do we have to repeat this? The Gemara explains. That's something new. That's like Rav Yehuda's halacha that says that if you hire someone to be tzeveya tzemer, to dye tzemer red, and he does it black, the halacha is he loses. You only get pay him either the expenses or the profit, whatever's more, whatever's less, you pay him. That's what it means. Call mashana yada ha'tayna. El kol tachoyze ba yada ha'tayna. Lasu yemai. If you go back and look at the Mishnah says already that Hasechas umnim choizer bohem yodam al tachtoina, and then it says the end of the Mishnah again, v'chol choizer bohem yodam al tachtoina. What's the second choizer bohem? What's it teaching us? Lasuye mai. Lav lasuye poil. Because the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a kablin. Now we're saying a poil also yodam al tachtoina. Ukarab daisa. And like Abdaisa. So it's a raya. The Rav Doisa holds, even by a kablin, even by a poyel, which is a sochir, even by a sochir, yodom mala tachtoina, not only by kablin. So it's back shver, the Rav Doisa holds across the board, yodom mala tachtoina, and Rav says that a poyel could be chayzer. Ela, Rav Doisa tarti kamar. Rav Doisa said both things, you're right. But with Rav, sovala kavaseh b'choda. He, Rav holds like Rav Doisa when it comes to kablonis. That means halacha k'rav Rav Doisa. By kablonis, he agrees to him that you deduct from a salary. Upagla b'choda, but by a sochir, there he argues on Rav Doisa. So it's not a steer to Rav's. Rav that says he passed Rav Doisa is talking about kablonis. And the Rav says that the poel could be chayzer without any consequences, that's talking about a sochir. So, but about the Rav Doisa himself is talking about both. How do we know he's talking about both? Because the Mishnah says two things. It says twice, kol ha-chayzer yod ma-tayna. One's talking about poyol, and one's talking about kablin. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is, we're going to say, kol ha-chayzer yod ma-tayna is talking about something entirely different. The boy is saying, kol ha-chayzer yod ma-tayna is not talking about a poyol at all. So if you listen to what he's saying, when he says Avad Rav Doisa only says halacha by a kablin, not by a sochir. Aye, the last words of the Mishnah, kol achoyze yoda al tachtoina, is not talking about a poyel, not talking about a worker. It's talking about a whole different case, about a story where someone bought something. Look at Tanya, achoyze by ketzad, harei shemachar, sodol chaver belv zuz. A guy is selling a property for 1,000 zuz, like, you know, $100,000, $1,000,000. He's selling a property for $1,000,000. The Nosalam Moyes Baham Sim Zuz. He paid a down payment of 200,000 zuz, let's say for our case, $200,000. So if it's mancha moicher chozaboy, now the moicher says, you know what, I don't want to sell this property, it's a good property, I don't want to sell it by. So not moicher chozaboy, yad lekeach al yoina. The lekeach has the upper hand, and he has a choice. Rotzaim letain li moyes, he has a choice. Either give me my money, or so here, before we get into this, right, see here the loch is, whoever's chayzer loses, whoever's chayzer, that's the mishnah's being marba. But like, come on, what do you say? So now here, the seller backed out, so the lekach is like this, either give him back my money, it's his choice. Oi, tainli, he says, if he wants the money back, he's give back money. If he wants karka, he gets karka worth $200,000. Oi, tainli karka, kenega my eyesight. Meichem agbeu, what that property you give him? Mina idiots, you have to give him from the best property. With his man, if it's the opposite way, Shlekechoiz, but Lekechoiz says, you know what, I can't get a come with the money, I'm being chayzer. Yad Meicher al Yoyno. Rotza Oymer lo Helech Meisach. You can say, okay, here's your money back. Or Rotza Oymer, Helech Karka, I'll give you $200,000 worth of Karka. Meicher Magbiyam, and Azburis, give him from Azburis. So that's a lot of a Tanakama. That Yad Chayzer al Tachtoyne. Rav Shmuel doesn't really argue, Rav Shmuel gives you an Eitzah. Rav Shmuel Oymer, if you don't want to get into such problems, that you shouldn't come to a case of possibility of chazaro. Ketzad, case of law, you write in the contract this. I need plenty by plenty. Mecharti saw the plaintiff's leplenty. This comes from a seller's side. He says the seller writes, "I am selling you a property, but elavzos plaintiff's leplenty of elavzos by 1,000 zuz, by $1,000,000. But noisim lebehem masayim zuz. Already gave me 200 zuz, and it's his. And he owes me $800,000." Now he owes me 800 zuz. So halacha is, kana, the field is his, it's like a mortgage. And even if it takes you years to pay back, it's still yours, because that was the contract. The contract was that with that $200,000 you bought the property, you owe me $800,000, and you got to pay me. You got to pay me right, whatever it says in the terms, you got to pay me. But even if you schlep it out, you don't lose your property. That's not the halacha. As long as you're going to pay back, you don't lose your property. Of course, if you go to Bezdin and say, I'm not paying, then they'll take away the property. But Rav Shmuel says, I have an eitzah that you can never have a chazara. Here we had a case that was chayzer. Mishal, who's chayzer? I have a case where you can't be chayzer. The deal's over. I own the building. You can't. It's like someone buys a building in Manhattan from Yonkel Rosenberg. He buys the building and he takes a mortgage on it. It's his building. Yonkel Rosenberg is out. Even though he doesn't own it yet because he owes $800,000 on the building, but the guy's out. So here, once I buy it, you're out. I owe you money. You're a bank. That's what you are. So that's what Mil's saying. He's giving you a business advice. But it's more than business advice. Like we'll see in the Gemara coming up that he's saying halacha also that the down payment works. We'll have to see when we see the Gemara. Back upon him, this is what Chayzer Yod HaTana means. And now we're going to first elaborate on this halacha of Chayzer. Then we'll come back to Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. But we got already Pshat in the Mishnah, and we already finished Rav Doisa Rav. We're now just going into this Brisa. It says, in the case where you could be chayzer, where you didn't write the contract like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so it says that let's say the meicher is chayzer. So then the lekeach, the buyer, has the upper hand. He tells the meicher, hezachayin. You know, if he wants the money back, he's giving back the money back. If he doesn't want money, he says, I want my karka, 200,000 karka. So luck is, he gets idios. So we don't understand why getting idios. Oh, Mar Meicher Magbiyah, I'm an idios. Because I'm an idios in the chasav. It sounds like you can take any property he has, the best, any of his properties, $200,000 worth of that. For anything, Mar Vleya Bachoyev, not worse than a Bachoyev. But Tanah Bachoyev, Dina Bainis, Bachoyev gets Bainis. So what's happens? Why should you get more than that? And Va'oyed, even more sure, how arrow do you have Zuzi? He gave money for this arrow, whatever this property is, that's what you take. $200,000 worth of the property you bought. Why are you going to different properties? So Zok tomorrow, Menach V'Yitzchak, you're right. Me'idi Yishaba, Umezaburi Yishaba. When the Brisa says, the Rebbe's Chayzer is that opposite case. When the Meicher is Chayzer, Lekeach Tech is the Idiyas. When the Lekeach Chayzer, he gets Zaburius, it means from the property. The Idiyas is Zaburius from the property. Are you going to ask me, Samazai, why do you get the Idiyas Shaba? So there, the reason is because you're Kainis the Chayzer Ba. That's why. You make a Knas on the one who's Chayzer. So that's where you get the idios of the property. Because it only answers one kasha, technically. It only answers kasha from the property itself. So yeah, you got a property. What are the first kasha? It's loyal to the So Taisvis, they're asking me idios. Shabbat, look at Taisvis. Vahadlo is shakal, and bein is Shabbat. So the kontzu is a chayzabai. Avam ikara paruch, she'in le kontzu kol kach, like voice of idios da'amba. But that, the knas didn't make sense. They didn't get from other idios. That didn't make sense already. Idios Shabbat can make sense. So that's the Gemara Teretz. You need Taisvis to explain the Teretz, because now Teretz is only half a Teretz. So Taisvis explains the Teretz. Gevaldi. Rav Acha Abreid, Rav Iko, Omar, a different teretz. Avada, you can take an idiot from a different piece of his nechasim. Your question was, he's a bachayiv. I feel to him, idiot's a nechasov. Stam man de zov and ara, v'alfa zuzi. This lekeach was planning on buying of 1,000 zuz, right? $100,000, right? So now, the meichu is chayzer. Now, he was coming up with $1,000,000. You know what he was doing? He was selling all his properties, his metalatim, he had to move a lot of money. So he lost. When you sell money, you sell your stock, usually you lose money on it. So Azuli Moizul Mazve Nichse, the Havli Kenizik. He's like someone damaged him. But Tanan Azik and Shalom Idiyas. Like a very good thing. It's like the Meicher was Mazik by being backing out because now you caused me all my loss. That's why you pay from the Idiyas. Taisus is bothered by that's a Mazik. It's like a groma really. Zok Taisus. Vavalei Mazik. Lav Dafka Mazik. Zok Taisus. Shrein Shalom Kepia Nezik. Shazik. Shrein Shalom Kepia Moishu Mekibel. You know, if it's the Mehezik, so figure out how much of the Hezik was. Not doing that. Ella, ksas demul amazik did the chayv and idiots. All it means it's just a dimyan. Part of the knas. The question was why you can knas idiots. It makes sense. It's because it's a nizik. That's why. That's the shema. Okay. Now let's go to Shimon Megamil Omer. Shimon Megamil Omer, lam dem oison, shelo yachzuru, keitza, koislani, plaini, ben plaini. You know, the perik of Seichus Umnim is the most agedic perik probably in the whole shas for workers, employees, employers, being chayz, all these things. Mamas, this is it. This is here. This is the parak. Rav Shimon Miliyam Lam Moisesh Liyachshu Ukeitz Koisla Ani Plaini Beplainis. Time the cost lachi. The only reason why a down payment is considered a purchase, and then you owe me the other $800,000, is only because I wrote it in the star, right? Like Rav Shimon says, Halai cost of lachi loikani. Vatanya, I'm going to show you a brayse not like that. We have to wait to see the whole brayse. Vatanya, Hanoyusin Aravon Lechaveret. You give your friend a mashkin. You want to buy something from him, and you want to convince him that you're really buying it, so you give him a mashkin. If I'm chayzer on this mekach, you keep that mashkin. And if I'm chayzer, I'll give you double the mashkin back. The Rabbi Yehoshua says that this tanai is good. Whatever they made up is going to be binding. Rabbi Yehoshua says, asmachta is koina, so that's how it works. Rabbi Yehuda, no, daya is shekona k'negar avoyna. All it holds on to, this mashkin, is much of the mecca connected the thing you gave him. Let's say you're buying a $100,000 thing, you gave him a Rolex watch, so $15,000 is binding, the rest is not binding. That's only use this lashon, arvoni yikon, which means that my eravon should be kind of the whole thing, and there's no such thing, that can't be kind of the whole thing. But Aval Machaloy saw double of zuz. But if you're selling for 1,000 zuz, v'noslemem chomer zuz, you already paid him a down payment. The halacha is you're koina, it works as a kinyan. In such a case, where you gave it b'toras pirayon, not b'toras mashkin, you didn't say a ravon yikoy, my mashkin should be koinet. That doesn't work. Here you said, I'm paying you a down payment as pirayon. The halacha is you couldn't hire karka and you owe him the money. So the problem is, this you didn't make a contract like that. Rabbi Gamliel is saying this is a fact. If I give a down payment, I own the entire property. As long as that payment wasn't just a holding device, it was a payment, then the halacha is that I just owe the money and I'm kind of. So the question is, Rabbi Gamliel sounds like you have to make a contract. And here it sounds like that's the stoma. That I give you money, it's a down payment, and I owe you the rest. So it's a stira in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's the kasha. The kasha was time or the cost of loy, if you don't write it, no. And here we see that you were outriding it. That's the status, that's the default. Default is that it's a peroyin and you owe me the rest. So Gemara says, loy kasha. It's not shver. Depends. That in a case where the guy is the meicher, you can tell the meicher is looking for money. The meicher needs cash quick. So there, if you only give him a down payment, he's not masking to makna to you. Because there he wants cash now, he doesn't want you to owe him money. So then the halach is that until you pay him the whole money, it's not koina. Unless you write a contract. But if it's a stam sale where he's not looking for cash, so then you can assume this is the way it is. It's the way of the world. That you pay a down payment, then you pay it over the time. That's fine, because the guy wants to make a sale. He doesn't care about the money too much. He wants to make a sale, and he has a sale. So that's the terrace. Loi kasha. Hard to call, I have enough for Gazuzi, so then it's not a sale unless you make a contract. Hard to loi call, I have Gazuzi, then that's the default. Doma Rava. High man's of middle of Kaveri. Someone's selling something to his friend, Vakal, not Gazuzi, and he's looking to get money, looking for cash. Loi koni. You're not koina with a down payment. Loi call, I have enough Gazuzi, koni, you are koina. Va'amar Rava, once we set a business halacha, not halacha about something else. Va'amar Rava, ha'iman da oisvei mei azuz l'chavre. He lent 100 zuz to his friend. And his friend paid him back very slowly. Upari zuz azuzu. He paid him one zuz at a time. Now, what was the problem with that? Because if we paid him one zuz at a time, every time he got that one zuz, he spent it. Because that's the derech olam. If you give someone a $100 bill, he puts it away. If you give him $1 at a time, he buys a Danish every day. So, the halacha is, Parayin Ava, it's a good parayin. Ella the Islay Taroy Miskabe. He has tainus on him. Domalay, you made me lose it because you gave it to me like that. He has tainus, but Maisa, it's a good payment. Consider paying back the loan. Another halacha. Oh, Gavra, the Zovni Cham Lechavre. A friend sold his friend a donkey. Chamre means donkey, not wine. Rashi speaks out. It means chamar, a donkey. The donkey was going for $300. He paid him $299. But he was looking. He was the type of guy that was looking for the money. So now the question is, how do you look at this? It's only one zuz left. So I know he needs money, but he got $299. So that's the question. Zuza is like zuze, but loy koina, not koina. Agav, the way Rashi knew that was a chamar and not wine, could be wine, it wouldn't be a big shaila. Because he's koina $299 worth of wine. So just take it, get the $1 wine. It wouldn't be a nidim. Here, chamar, you can't own part of it. So here, the shaila is, since I didn't pay you in full, you're like, I'm not nothing. Or maybe you get the whole thing here because one zuz is not enough to make a problem. So the answer is, yeah, when I'm looking for money, every penny counts. Don't you have a halacha that Rava said that's the case? It's one zuzi koina. The case of Rava was he was selling his field because he didn't like that field, that property. That was the case, and therefore, even without unto the zuzi, he would have sold it. And that's why there it's koina because he wants to sell the property. That's the emphasis. He wants to get rid of the property. Over here, he didn't want to get rid of any money, and therefore, even one zuz makes a difference. I mean, Hashem, I have to continue with the same sugya a little bit on tomorrow's shiur because it's late.